A panel of Republican state lawmakers has blocked $1 million payment to the Department of Public Instruction. This follows news of a four-day retreat to the Wisconsin Dells. It's Thursday, February 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a proposal at the state capitol would put guardrails on AI chatbots when kids are using them. And we hear from a Wisconsin native who's the premier American athlete in the Olympic biathlon. Stay with us.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news first thing might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
What do we know about what it actually does, what the harms might be?
And really, sometimes it should make you smile.
There are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over the story.
Join us for Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee has delayed approving $1 million in operational funding for the Department of Public Instruction. Corrine Hess reports the delay comes after lawmakers learned the department spent more than $360,000 on a four-day junket in the Wisconsin Dells.
The 2024 meeting at a water park was reported this week in longtime Republican operative Brian Fraley's newsletter, Dairyland Sentinel. After learning of the junket, Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne said lawmakers would reconsider the $1 million at a later date. A spokesperson for DPI says without the money, the department might have to lay off employees. DPI says the trip to Wisconsin Dells was to review state test exam questions with the vendor. Fraley reported on the trip after getting the documents through an open records request. DPI took more than a year to release the documents. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a bill to put guardrails on AI chatbots. Those are conversational tools that can seem human-like, often used for work, school, or entertainment. But there are risks. Some chatbots have encouraged self-harm or violence, and research shows that significant usage can negatively affect mental health. The Wisconsin proposal would strongly limit how chatbot apps can interact with teenagers. Backers of the plan say overly emotional chat patterns harm children. Critics of the bill, including a coalition of tech groups, say it's too vague. Corey Marshall works for the Chamber of Progress, a liberal pro-tech group.
An AI math tutor that remembers a student's struggles and offers encouragement could fall under this law. So could a language learning chatbot. Developers won't wait to find out. They'll just pull features.
Research shows that about two-thirds of teenagers use chatbots, and 3 in 10 use them every day. The state wants residents to cut their food waste in half, as more than 900,000 tons ended up in Wisconsin landfills in 2024. As Danielle Kading reports, those are the findings of a new report prepared for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
The report found food waste made up 20% of the 4.5 million tons of trash in landfills that year. The amount of food waste grew slightly from the 854,000 tons found in a previous study. The DNR's Sarah Murray says the state's goal is to cut the amount of food waste per person in half by 2030.
One of the things we're looking to do is increase public awareness of the food waste impacts on people and businesses and ways that we can reduce those impacts.
The report recommends more education, funding, and food donations to keep food out of landfills. It also suggests exploring new facilities to process food waste and higher landfill tipping fees to support them. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Business groups are suing the city of Port Washington. They're challenging the legality of a proposed ordinance that would give residents more power over local development incentives. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, along with six other groups, filed the lawsuit against Port Washington late last month. Residents collected enough signatures on a petition to force the city to either approve the ordinance or put it on the ballot for a referendum. The city council opted to go to referendum this spring. If the measure passes in April, it would require voters to approve any new tax increment district with the project costs or projected base value of more than $10 million through a public referendum. It comes after Port Washington approved a new district to support the development of a massive data center campus, which has drawn opposition from the community. The business groups argue the ordinance would, quote, irreparably harm employers and economic development. A Wisconsin poodle and his trainer won big at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City over the weekend. As Steph Conquest Ware reports, the duo placed first in an agility competition.
Gerard, an 8-year-old standard poodle from Saukville, always leaves a show with a ribbon. That's according to his owner, John Pittman. Pittman and his agile pup just won their biggest competition yet at the Westminster Dog Show's Masters Agility Championship. It requires dogs and their trainers to complete an obstacle course as fast as possible. Gerard and Pittman won the 24-inch division, completing the final course in under 37 seconds.
There are a lot of good dogs out there that are faster than Gerard, but maybe not as driven. So we always have a good chance to, you know, pull it off and win like out at Westminster.
The annual event is hosted by the Westminster Kennel Club, the oldest dog sport organization in the country. It has been televised since 1948. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The opening ceremonies for the 2026 Winter Olympic Games will take place tomorrow. Coming up in just a bit, we'll hear from a Wisconsin native shooting for a medal in the Winter Olympics biathlon. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, Wisconsin native Deidre Irwin did not start competing in biathlons until the age of 25. Now she's the premier American in the sport with the best ever 7th place finish in the 2022 Olympics. Irwin will get another crack at a medal at the Winter Olympics in Italy, which kick off tomorrow. Host Kate Archer-Kent spoke with Irwin on WPR's Wisconsin Today.
You grew up competing in Nordic skiing. Can you take us back when you first discovered the biathlon and how you ended up deciding to compete in this event?
I grew up a runner in Wisconsin, and I wanted to be an Olympian in track and field. I discovered Nordic skiing when I was about 16 years old, and then I competed in high school and in college and a little bit after college. And I actually, it wasn't until I was 25 years old that I found the sport of biathlon, and I immediately fell in love with it. I went to a talent ID camp with the U.S. Biathlon Association in Lake Placid, New York. Mm-hmm. And they pretty much were like, you're a promising skier, can you shoot? And so I gave it a try. And within a week, I was just in love with it. It was just like the missing puzzle piece that I think I always needed to my endurance athletic career. And everything about it just fascinated me. Just, you know, you still have all the endurance components of being an elite skier, but you also have this super precise, focused mental challenge of precision rifle marksmanship.
The biathlon is the only Winter Olympic sport the U.S. has never won a medal in. So many people might not know much about the sport. Can you explain the event?
To break it down, we pretty much ski a loop with a rifle on our backs. We'll stop on a range and we'll shoot prone. Prone is laying down. We have 5 shots to hit 5 targets. If we hit all the targets, we get to go back on course. If we miss any of them, we actually have to go do penalty loops. And then we get to go back on course. We'll do another loop. We'll come back into the range and we'll shoot standing, which is exactly what it sounds like. You have to stand up with your rifle and you have another 5 shots to hit 5 targets. And it's the same deal, penalty loops, or you get to go back on course and finish the race. So pretty much the fastest skier and the most precise shooter and the fastest shooter on the day wins the race. You really have to have the most perfect day ever to get a medal at the Olympics. And I was really close in 2022. I shot 19 for 20 in my first race. And if I would have gotten 20 for 20, then I think I would have like a silver bronze medal right now. And it's just that, you know, split second moment of missing that one target put me down in seventh place. I think this Olympics, we have a really, really strong team and we have a lot of chances at hopefully breaking into the medal count.
Deidre, I know your family couldn't join you in 2022 because of COVID. There was the protective bubble in Beijing. Will you have fans cheering for you at this Olympics?
My mom and dad will be there. Both of my brothers are flying. Though they're all coming. I have a few friends that are going to come in for a few days here and there. So yeah, it's going to be so cool. It's so much different than Beijing, and I'm so excited for it.
Wisconsin's Northwoods in your hometown, Pulaski, has, you know, a really strong tradition of Nordic ski clubs and school ski teams that are competitive. What is your message to youth cross-country skiers and these programs that may not know about biathlon?
If anybody's proven that you can start a sport really late in life, it's me. Starting biathlon at 25 and going to my first Olympics at 29, going to my second Olympics at 33. There's so many unique programs, and I'm so happy that I got introduced to Nordic skiing at 16 years old. I used it mostly just to stay in shape for running, but obviously it's turned into my entire life. And so I think, you know, encouraging people to just take a chance at trying something new. And there's more biathlon teams popping up all over the country. Brilliant, Wisconsin, the Aarons Nordic Center is a beautiful biathlon range that got built recently. And it's one of my favorite places to train now when I'm home. It's just a world-class facility. They did such an amazing job. And, you know, maybe we'll have the next biathlon medalist coming out of, you know, Brilliant, Wisconsin, which is really awesome.
You can find the full interview with Olympic biathlete Deidre Irwin at WPR.org/Wisconsin today. Let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Light snow in eastern Wisconsin to start the day, but that should be clearing by this afternoon. High temperatures getting into the 20s and 30s today, but wind gusts around 15 miles per hour at times. Little bit of precipitation expected overnight, snow in the north and a wintry mix in the south. Low temperatures down into the 20s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Don't forget, we love when you leave us a rating and review, not just because we love hearing your feedback, but also it does help other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.